You're listening to SBS News.
Courtney Topic was just a few weeks shy of her 23rd birthday when she was shot dead by police outside a Hungry Jack's restaurant in Western Sydney.
Put the mic down, Tommy. Put the mic on the ground.
Courtney, who had autism, was experiencing what is called a meltdown, and when she lunged at police with a knife, she was killed. Her very public death, filmed on camera, was the subject of a coronial inquest into why she was shot. 5 years on, her mother Lisa Topic says Courtney hadn't done anything wrong and believes things could have been different.
If the police officers on that day had have had this training, I think we probably would not be having this conversation and Courtney would be here. So we can't change that, but we can go forward.
To do that, Ms. Topic has teamed up with advocacy group Spectrum Support and the New South Wales Police to develop Australia's first autism training initiative that will roll out in the coming weeks. The four-day intensive program is aimed at improving interactions between police and people with autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. Ms. Topic says this is incredibly important.
So that more vulnerable people on the spectrum, if they are in a situation like Courtney was, that they have a better outcome and that they come across officers that are fully trained.
Catherine Pieraboom, CEO of Spectrum Support, who is behind the program's development, says it will teach police some of the telltale signs of ASD. They include repetitive movements, avoiding eye contact, and sensitivity to light and sound.
Ensuring that all law enforcement understand the idiosyncrasies and the behaviours of somebody on the spectrum. It's so critical that they understand when they're responding to a job, who is in front of them and how to manage that so everybody goes home safely.
Ms. Pieraboom says she does not blame police for past misunderstandings and simply wants to improve the lives of those living with ASD.
Look, it's very difficult for somebody who doesn't understand what they're looking at. You can't expect somebody to know something that they've never been exposed to before. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to raise awareness and show that everybody, it's a human right. Everybody has the right to live their life in the fullest form possible.
According to Spectrum Support, 1 in 70 Australians are considered on the spectrum and are 20 times more likely to come in contact with somebody from law enforcement. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says it's a step in the right direction for the police force.
Now, we're not doctors, you know, we're not nurses, we're not specialists. We have enormous pressure to deal with things quickly. But this course and the feedback from the police officers who have done this course, you know, they're saying, why didn't we do this 30 years ago?
At the launch on Thursday, Spectrum Support also revealed a new talisman, a colourful symbol that can be worn as a lapel, a bracelet or necklace that symbolises that the individual is on the spectrum. The group will be giving them out free of charge to anyone with ASD in the country, in the hopes it becomes a household recognisable symbol. Ms. Pieraboom, who has three autistic sons herself, knows how this could help.
We would love to see this symbol at the point of entry for any business who understands the autistic mind and has services to offer. It's such an isolating life for certain families. And I know from my own perspective, I have three boys who are severely autistic. We can't go to a cafe. We can't go to a park that isn't completely secured off. So our options are very, very limited. So to have this symbol as a point of entry where I know they understand my family's needs, that's what we're trying to achieve across Australia.
The initiative will begin training priority officers, those who work in domestic violence, mental health, elder abuse and with youths. It will combine online modules and face-to-face training. It's then hoped it will be built into the police academy as part of their usual course. Ms. Topic says she hopes it will mean other mothers will never have to go through what she did.
We need to do this and we want to do this in honour of Courtney and her memory. We can't bring her back. That's what we do want, but that's not going to happen. So what we need to do is affect change, positive change, and that's what this Spectrum Support is doing.
Spectrum Support is in talks to roll the training out nationally by the end of the year. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.